Hello, hello, hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but it has come to my attention that you have published a tweet which has caused someone to feel offended. You have put hurty words on Twitter, and it gives me no pleasure to tell you that I'm going to have to arrest you. In fact, no, it does give me pleasure. I'm lying. It gives me a great deal of pleasure because I am a policeman and I'm more broadly a public service worker, and therefore I am significantly motivated by psychopathy. I am higher in psychopathy than most people. It gives me a great deal of sadistic pleasure to arrest you. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to look at some very interesting research that has come to my attention, which indicates that, contrary to what you might think, those that involve themselves in supposedly helping professions are much less pleasant people than are controls. Before that, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the bell button, leave a comment and all that kind of thing? And you can subscribe to my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff, in-person interviews, blogs, vlogs. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. And in addition, look into subscribing to my Telegram, where I have the most fascinating debates and discussions for the most fascinating drinkers. Now back to the video. Now, a very interesting few couple of papers have been brought to my attention. I did a video a while ago in which, surprisingly, the studies indicated that nurses are higher in basically psychopathy, in dark triad traits, in being an antisocial person, than are controls. This was very surprising because what you might think is that to go into a caring profession, you would surely be motivated by being high in agreeableness, by being altruistic and empathetic, by being high in conscientiousness, you know, into rule following and impulse control and playing the game and being reasonably mentally stable. A pro-social person, a person high in general factor of personality. That's surely who should become a nurse and who we want to become a nurse, and that's not the case. Well, now I have research also from Slovakia, which looks at this in caring professions more broadly. And it's the study is called The Effect of Gender and Age on the Dark Triad in Helping Professions. And it's very, very interesting. It looks at a number of professions. It looks at being a teacher, both kindergarten, primary and secondary, being a healthcare worker, nurse, doctor, technician, that kind of thing, being a rescue worker, policeman, fireman, and so on. And the same pattern comes up again and again and again, which is that people who work in the caring professions, in these kinds of professions where you would think they would be motivated by a pro-social desire to make society work better and to care about society and to care about everybody, are in fact elevated compared to controls in psychopathic personality. Now, psychopathic personality is marked by superficial charm, a grandiose sense of self-worth, so thinking that you're brilliant, a need for stimulation, pathological lying, conning and manipulation, lack of remorse or guilt, shallow affect, callousness and lack of empathy, a parasitic lifestyle, poor behavioural controls, promiscuous sexual behaviour, early behaviour problems, lack of realistic long-term goals, impulsivity, irresponsibility, failure to accept responsibility for one's actions, many short-term marital relationships, juvenile delinquency, and a number of other traits. But most significantly, what we're talking about here, presumably, is a high sense of self-worth, charm, low empathy, a callousness, a lack of taking responsibility, that sort of thing. And this is what seems to predict becoming a person that works in one of these supposedly caring pro-social professions. So, indeed, they are three times higher than controls in psychopathy. So what this is telling us is that the actual motivation, of course there are going to be lots and lots of exceptions to this, but the actual motivation for a significant portion of people that go into the caring professions of teaching and of being a doctor or a nurse and of being a social worker and of being a policeman is not that they want to care about the community and make life better for everybody. It is, in fact, that it gives them, they have a grandiose sense of self-worth and want to have power, and this gives them power over other people. That they don't particularly, and they get that power over other people, and they don't particularly care about those other people. They don't have much empathy. They don't take responsibility for their actions. They're there for the feeling of power. They're there for the feeling of importance. They want to go into these professions because it makes them feel important and it makes them feel powerful. And that's a rather worrying thing. And it's more worrying when it comes to those that reach a high level in those professions. Again, and by the way, these relationships control for sex. So there are sex differences in psychopathy. This relationship was found when controlling for sex. Now, the reliability of the dark triad and job satisfaction in helping professionals in a journal called Individual and Society. Again, a Slovakian sample. And it found that basically getting on better in your profession is predicted, weakly predicted, but is predicted by dark triad traits. So moving up the hierarchy of your profession. And that makes sense, because Machiavellianism, i.e. being power hungry, is going to, when you control for everything else, is going to predict moving up the ladder of your profession. Narcissism, being very self-confident and grandiose and oozing confidence and coming across as confident and feeling confident and having very little humility, that's going to predict applying for the jobs and feeling that you're good enough and moving up the hierarchy of the profession. And there's a degree to which psychopathy, not caring about others' feelings and whatever, means that you will betray people and you'll apply for the job when you said you didn't and whatever, and so you will move up the hierarchy of the profession. So again and again and again, you hear this with politicians. It's an incredibly glib comment. They will say, oh, well, most people are just motivated by a desire to help. Most people are motivated by kindness. Most people do the job they do because they're good people and they want to help society. And this, you know, this is particularly true of our brave boys in blue, our brave underfunded nurses, all of this sort of thing. And this is simply not true. These people that go into supposedly helping professions socially signal that they are helpful and kind people by the job they do. And the reason that they need, that they socially signal and they need to socially signal it, is because they're not really like that at all. In reality, they can be, they are elevated compared to the general population in being really rather unkind people, in being people who are three times, compared to the general population, elevated in psychopathic traits. So bear that in mind next time you are dealing with a social worker, you are dealing with a doctor, you are dealing with a school teacher, or you are dealing with a policeman. Compared to the general population, they are likely to be elevated in psychopathic traits. I hope that's a bit of interest, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?